Hello, my name is Max McCann. I'm the founder of a social media marketing agency named McCann Creative. Welcome to my Marketing and Property podcast. Are you an estate agent or property investor? If the answer is yes, then you're in the right place. Over a series of podcasts and videos, I will be sharing my marketing knowledge in simplified, bite-sized chunks. This will help you in effectively raising your brand's awareness, growing your social media following, and ultimately bringing in more business. So, without further ado, let's get started. Today's podcast is all about watching your competitors. Now, I don't mean watching your competitors and stalking your competitors and copying them like for like and posting the exact same things that they're doing, because that's not going to get you results. It's more around looking at what they're doing and then implementing it with your own spin and your own take on things, and if possible, in preference, actually improving the strategies that they're already using. Is one of your competitors absolutely killing it on social media? Does it seem like all of their tweets are getting dozens of retweets and their Instagram posts have hundreds of likes, while yours are completely abandoned? When this happens, you should start to analyse what they're doing that you aren't. And now there's a number of things that you'll want to look at. Firstly, you want to see what type of content they're posting. Secondly, you want to see who they are following. Third, you want to see who's following them. Fourth, how often do they post? Five, what time of day are they posting? Six, what kind of headlines do they use in their posts? And seven, analyze and see what posts of theirs are most popular. Doing this will give you an idea of what's working for your competitors and why they might be seeing more social media success than you are currently. Now, once you start to get a feel for your competitors' strategies, you'll want to incorporate some of what they do into your own plan. And at the same time, you don't want to completely copy a competitor. As I mentioned earlier, you will want to put your own spin on it, your own take on it, and make it unique to yourself. So for instance, if you notice a competitor is posting a lot of images, then start creating more images of your own. Try posting at similar times of day or more frequently based on their activity. However, this isn't an excuse to mimic your competitors to the bone. Your customers will want you to be unique, and you should show that by adopting some of the things from competitors and looking for other ways to improve those strategies. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I really do appreciate it, and I hope it's bringing you lots and lots of value. If my podcast is bringing you any value at all, can you please do me a small favour? Just leave me an honest review of my podcast once you finish listening. It really would mean the world to me. Until next time, see ya.